This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
You know, we just saw Kaylee at CPAC here a couple of weeks ago. Just really, she's big into hunting and fishing. Her husband certainly is. We were sharing, great pictures, mostly Ivy's pictures. Not really mine. Mostly Ivy's pictures. Look what Ivy did. What are you? Well, I'm the guy that, field dresses him and puts him in the truck and takes care of everything after that. She's just anyhow. Let's go to the Common Sense Hotline. Jennifer checking in over there. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. The one sad thing about this whole investigation is that the people that perpetrated it and started it have not paid a price. We've got this Clintons, we've got George Soros, and I don't doubt that there's somebody a lot higher up than they are. And the other thing is that disturbs me, I don't know whether the American people actually have come to the realization that this isn't just a war against Donald Trump. It's a war against you. It's a war against me.
That's right.
It's a war against our way of life in the United States. And unless we stand up and back this man and fight, we're doomed. The other thing is that these people really need to be held accountable. And I voted for a fighter, I voted for a gladiator, and I'm so proud of Mr. Trump, because I'll tell you, the others would never have put up the fight that he did, and I think he's just one of the best presidents.
Can you imagine, Jennifer, think about this.
Ever had.
Yeah, think about
this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, because I want everybody to think about this. What could he have gotten done if he hadn't been, battling this investigation, because he tempered a lot of his moves, right? He wanted to release the FISA documents months ago. And his legal crew said no. They said, no, don't do that, because that could be construed as obstruction of justice. So he didn't release the documents. Now he says he's going to. Slams the treasonous members of the FBI. And he put out some pretty strong comments last night while appearing on the Sean Hannity program. And if you missed it earlier, let me give you a couple of bites from that program, that interview last night, because he says a lot of these things were corrupt, were treasonous. Let's start with bite number 9. Go.
How did this start? How did it start? You had dirty cops. You had people that are bad FBI folks. I know so many. They're incredible people, but at the top, they were not clean, to put it mildly. And what they did to our country was a terrible, terrible thing.
Terrible thing. And in fact, he goes a step further. He believes it goes much higher. He alludes to the idea that this whole investigation, this whole cloud that's been there since maybe mid-2016, began inside the Obama White House. By 10, go.
Just in case Hillary Clinton lost, they wanted an insurance policy against me. And what we were playing out until just recently was the insurance policy. They wanted to do a subversion. It was treason. It was really treason. If the Republican Party had done this to the Democrats, if we had done this to President Obama, you'd have 100 people in jail right now, and it would be treason. It would be considered treason, and they'd be in jail for the rest of their lives.
I think a lot of people look at this. Now, I'm looking at the new cover of Time magazine. The Trump reboot, just singing, shows Donald Trump with an umbrella singing in the rain with the sun breaking out through the clouds. That's right. The sun's breaking out because the Mueller investigation is behind us, despite what CNN may think or MSNBC or whatever little shred they cling to. Like I told you yesterday, the autopsy does not change the outcome. Going back and digging through the Mueller report is not going to change the final result, which is no collusion, no obstruction, no impeachment, none of it. It was all garbage. Where did it start? That's important to know. And the president last night in that interview with Sean Hannity said, we have to make sure this doesn't happen again. There can't be cheating like this. We cannot allow this to happen. It has to be brought to an end once and for all. It's bite 11. Go.
But it's very, very important for our country to know, because in 50 years from now, in 100 years from now, if somebody tries the same thing, they have to know that the penalty will be very, very great if and when they get caught.
If and when they get caught. And I agree with that. They have to know that if you got your finger on the scale or worse, that you don't just get away with it. If you're actively working from inside one of our intel agencies, for example, trying to damage the duly elected president, no matter who they are, then you need to be held to account for that. I don't know that we're going to see that. We should see that, but I don't know if we will. The problem being that there are so many layers to this, so many moving parts. I mean, yes, you can maybe get a Bruce Orr or an Andy McCabe or a Jim Comey who is, and that guy's gone. This guy appeared yesterday with NBC on Lester Holt and said, hey, you know, me being fired, maybe that was obstruction of justice. Wait a second, dude. You're the guy that told the president on three different occasions he was not under investigation. When he was, apparently. And then he fires you, which you say could be obstruction, but actually firing you, Mr. Comey, led to the entire Mueller probe. So by definition, him firing you led to a complete investigation and therefore a complete exoneration. So that can't be obstruction of justice because that led to everything else that meant he was cleared. James Comey, I don't know that guy. And then, of course, John Brennan, James Clapper, and all these other clowns. I don't think it's appropriate for these former intel chiefs to be getting a check from CNN or NBC or MSNBC and going out there because they come with an extra weight. This is the former CIA director. Here's the former national intelligence guy. Here they are. And so, therefore, when they say there's collusion for 2.5 years, people believe that. They internalize that. And now they're in complete shock because it's not there. And I don't think it's appropriate for these intel chiefs to go on and get paid by news networks to pontificate about things because it seems like they've gone too far and it was wrong. Final thoughts after this.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.